This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced Tuesday that Ghani garnered 50.6% in the election that took place last September the 28th. Challenger and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah received around 39.5%. The head of the Election Commission has said previously that 1.8 million Afghan citizens voted out of some 9.6 million people eligible. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the African Union Chairman Tuesday in Addis Ababa at the end of a whirlwind African tour. But political analysts say restoring U.S. influence will be a challenge, as Simon Marks reports from Addis Ababa.
A key question for the U.S. Secretary of State was how the U.S. can overcome Chinese dominance in Africa. China surpassed the U.S. as the continent's number one trading partner over a decade ago. London University School of Oriental and African Studies Professor of International Relations Stephen Chan spoke via a messaging app.
I think that many African leaders are going to be quite skeptical, dealing increasingly now with very sophisticated people who basically want to know where the proof of the pudding is. And they've noticed Mr. Trump's volatility in the past, and they particularly noticed comments that they would interpret as racist.
Trump reportedly used a vulgar term to describe African countries during a 2018 closed-door meeting. Simon Marks for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Just days ahead of Pompeo's arrival, President Trump expanded a travel ban that restricts immigrant visas on citizens from Eritrea, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania. The administration argues the countries have not met U.S. security requirements and information sharing, and that the ban would not affect tourist business or student visas. This is VOA News. Cases of the coronavirus continued to rise, but at a slower rate. The number of confirmed cases exceeds 71,000, and the death toll is beyond 1,800. This morning, 14 Americans evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan who tested positive for the coronavirus are back in the U.S. The head of the World Health Organization said the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases. However, he said the trend must be interpreted very cautiously. International parties are welcoming news that the Yemen government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition and Iranian-allied Houthi rebels, have reached a deal on the first large-scale prisoner exchange since the start of the five-year conflict in Yemen. For VOA, Dale Gavlock reports from Amman.
The United Nations mission in Yemen announced that the warring sides agreed to immediately begin exchanging lists for the upcoming release of prisoners, calling it the first official large-scale exchange of its kind since the beginning of the long-running conflict in Yemen. But the tentative peace plan stumbled amid ongoing military offenses and a deep-seated distrust between the two sides. Still, Fareed Al-Hamed, spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross Yemen, called this deal a great step forward.
We are happy that though the conduct of hostilities is still ongoing in Yemen, but parties are trying to put more emphasis on the humanitarian needs through these releases.
Al-Hamed says the ICRC and the United Nations hope the warring sides will honor the commitment they just made. Dale Gavlock for VOA News, Amman.
The number of casualties from Yemen's devastating conflict are staggering. The UN has verified at least 7,500 civilians have died by last September, but other monitors such as the U.S. Armed Base Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project have registered more than 100,000 deaths. A National Association of Federal Judges will hold an emergency meeting Wednesday after Justice Department officials intervened in the case involving a close confidant of President Donald Trump. And District Judge Cynthia Roof, the president of the Federal Judges Association, said the judges are concerned about the attacks on individual judges, and it will be the main issue to be discussed. The Justice Department stunned the political and legal community last week when it overruled its own prosecutors and recommended a lighter prison sentence for Roger Stone, a longtime friend and confidant of President Trump. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. federal court on Tuesday in a move it says it will allow to be compensating men who were abused as boys while taking part in its programs. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.